listening to CBC Radio 1, 99.1 in Toronto.
Toronto's cycling community is hoping to set the wheels in motion for a bike-sharing program in this city. A group of cycling advocates have organized a forum called Bikes as Public Good. What is the future of public bike sharing in Toronto? This forum is happening tomorrow night at Innes Town Hall. The idea is to pool information about bike share programs that have worked in other places. Also a chance for those living in the city to voice their concerns and ideas about how a bike share program could work here. Fred Stavinsky is with the Toronto Coalition for Active Transportation. This is one of the groups hosting the event. He's with me now to talk about what to expect and how bike sharing programs work elsewhere. Fred, thanks for coming in.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Who's going to be at tomorrow's event and what exactly are you going to be talking about?
Well, we've got a series of presentations and short films. So we're going to hear from the City of Montreal, and they're starting up a big program next year to have public bikes in their city. We're going to hear about what's going on in the United Kingdom, about a company that's been installing these systems in college towns where there's a real captive cycling audience, and they're trying to bring those to North America. And then we're going to hear from the Community Bicycle Network, who ran the bike share program here in Toronto a few years ago. You might know about the yellow bikes that were around town.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear about that, about how that program worked, why it failed, and so we're going to get the conversation started about how we can bring one of these systems to Toronto.
Why is the time now to start that conversation?
Well, you know, cities around the world are doing this, and they're really successful. They're increasing the levels of cycling. They're reducing the number of trips made by car. They're alleviating over-demand on some public transit routes, so that's a big bonus. And it's time Toronto joined these cities. So the cities that have been successful are mostly in Europe, Paris, Lyon, France, Barcelona, but Washington, D.C. just launched one, and Philadelphia is launching one next year, and New York City is looking at it. So it's really part of the menu of all the different things governments can do to promote cycling, and it's just, you know, it goes along with installing bike lanes, putting in bike parking, combating bike theft. It's just another one of those tools that the city can use to get more people on bikes.
I was going to say, is there a real demand for a bike share program? The cynic might say, well, everybody who wants to ride a bike has a bike, and they just ride it around if they want to. So why the need for a bike share?
It's true. I agree. There might not be a need for some riders. You know, the easy way to answer that question is to say that there are a lot of trips that cyclists who have their own bike still could make, in addition to the ones that they already make. The unexpected trip when they didn't bring their bike to work, but then they want a bike to, you know, to go run an errand, or they took transit and the bus is taking too long after taking a subway trip, so they can get on a bike, or you know, people that just don't want to leave their expensive bikes on the street can use these for short trips.
And again, the way this works is there are bike stands sort of scattered around the city of Toronto or wherever, and there are bikes attached to them, and you kind of have the master key or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're more technologically advanced than that. You can use a swipe card or a credit card, and you know, you pay as you go, or in some cities it's free. And so it automatically unlocks the bike at the station, and then when you bring it back, it registers that you brought it back. But I wanted to mention, you know, there might not be a strong enough demand for this in Toronto, and that's what our forum tomorrow night is all about. We want to hear what the citizens of Toronto think about these systems, learning a bit more about how they work, and then telling us what they think. And we're going to take that back to the city in a report we're presenting later on.
But people got worked up about, you mentioned the yellow bike program, when that disappeared. In part, it disappeared because the funding simply wasn't there, right? So who pays for something like this? It sounds like a great idea, but do you have to pay to get in? Is there a sponsor? How do you actually make sure that something like this has enough money to float?
Well, that's a great question, because there's different ways to do it. Different cities have different strategies. The Vélib system, which is working in Paris right now with over 20,000 bikes and 120,000 trips a year.
That's amazing.
It's a huge program. It costs about $150 million to install. The way they're paying for it is they've given the contract to run this program to an ad agency. So in return for some space around the city to put up billboards and sell advertising, this company is running the program, which is quite expensive to run. There's other ways to do it. You can just fund it publicly. The government can decide this is something we want to get people riding and out of their cars, and we're going to pay for it. Or you can get the user to pay. You can make it cost a little bit more, but hopefully people will recognize the value and pay for it. But that's another question to answer at our forum. How do you pay for this?
Again, all these ideas are going to be tossed around tomorrow. Fred, thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Fred Stavinsky is with the Toronto Coalition for Active Transportation, one of the groups hosting a community forum tomorrow on the future of public bike sharing in our city. It's happening in Innes Town Hall at the University of Toronto. For more information, go to torontocat.ca. Torontocat.ca.